Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's really good to be with you guys. It's been a little while. I was off on the ski slopes, which was awesome. You know, my annual coaches trip where we go and hit up all the slopes was awesome. But man, I'm excited because there's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about the 49ers with the Super Bowl coming up. I mean, there's just so much to get into. And I kind of have a couple things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Chiefs. And I also want to talk about just kind of the 49ers defensive issues slash struggles. Is it great that they're awesome in the second half? Is there also an issue there? So I want to start with some Fred Warner, and we're going to kind of play through this. But here's Fred Warner talking about them doing a defense just being awesome.
That's consistent as long as I've been here. You know, I feel like even last year, even though we had a number one defense, like there were times in games where like the first half just wasn't working for us. And we made like one or two changes in terms of just what we were calling, you know, simple adjustments. And then we start snuffing people out and it's like, dang, like D'Amico's a genius. He made all these changes. And it's like, well, we made a couple changes, but it was just like a matter of just getting in the flow of the game and executing and just making a couple of adjustments. And I feel like that's been the same case here. It's not like we did a whole bunch different in the second half. It's just guys started playing, you know, and being more aggressive and stopping the run. So that puts more pressure on Goff, getting three and outs, getting a takeaway, like those little things like that.
And kind of, you know, it's interesting just talking about this defense because the 49ers defense is good. And in fact, it's great. They've had a hell of a year. And even that's with the shifting of going from D'Amico to Wilkes, which I freaking love Wilkes. I really, really do. And I know a lot of people get frustrated because we have so much invested in this defensive line and whatever else, however you want to go about it. But at the same time, like, it's still a top three defense. Now, here's some of the messages that I have received, and I'm kind of parroting this. I'm stealing this from Johnny Dell, who is by far, if you don't know who Johnny Dell is, he does great work. If we look back at just like D'Amico or Robert Saleh or kind of where we've been, they're incredible. I'm not trying to discount or, you know, put a negative spin on any of those things. But you heard in the clip just talking about how people would give so much credit to D'Amico for second half adjustments or Saleh or whatever else. The film clearly shows, which, you know, I just loaded, and shout out to my man, Mike C. He says, Patreon loads, then Chapman's on live, got a content. Full day now. That's what's up. So, yeah, we just loaded an entire second half defensive breakdown of the Lions game. And it was awesome because there were so many adjustments made. Converting more to man coverage, allowing your safeties, the in-the-box safety and your linebackers to attack downhill. even just the first snap, you know, they never went to a five defensive line look against the Lions, but the very first snap, Eric Armstead was playing edge. You know what I mean? So you went out there with three defensive tackles. And I think that was a large point to Javon Kinlaw has been the best defender we've had in the second half in the playoffs. Like, he's been great. 99, you do not win that game. You don't win the Packers game, and you don't win the Lions game without Javon Kinlaw. And so making small adjustments, like kicking Armstead back outside for the first time in 3 years to allow Javon Kinlaw to get more snaps, that's huge. That changed it all. And so I love it. And, you know, first, real quick, kind of jumped into content a little too quick there. Love all the hashtag CCs. You guys are the absolute best. Ski trip was awesome. Had a great time. You know, my old coaching buddies and I, we've done 13 consecutive years now that we've gone skiing. And we used to always do it MLK weekend just because they had off coaching and, you know, they're still pursuing the coaching career and all that stuff, a few of them. But then we kept pushing it back, and I was like, guys, I can't do this anymore if I'm going to be missing the NFC Championship. The Niners are in it every year. So we push it back again. But I'm excited, man, and glad to be with you guys. That's right. It is Super Bowl week, man, and the trip was awesome. We went out to Utah, caught a Jazz game last night, which was a lot of fun. They came back and beat the Bucks, which was fun. Yeah, we skied Snowbird, Powder Mountain. It was great. Anyway, more important things. This is the question of the day. David, how do we defend against Taylor Swift? Oh, Lord. I'll say this. I'm one of the people that's kind of rare. I don't really get offended or upset about Taylor Swift. I do get upset whenever they're talking about her instead of breaking down the previous play. But outside of that, I think it's kind of fun. I don't have a problem with it. I'm not a Swiftie. I'm not against the Swifties. I'm not any of that stuff. But, like, you bring people into the sport, I love it. Do I want her to be sad and miserable? Yes, I do. Not because I have anything against her. I just want her team to lose. And the guy she's dating or whatever that is, bad things. I really do hope. Yeah, that's just kind of where I am. But I'm not one of those people that gets upset every time she's on TV. Just don't take away football analysis screen time and replays and things like that. Instead, like, yeah, out of commercial break or whatever, yeah, have a good time. But it's what it is. It's what it is. Akshay right here, the 49ers Super Bowl trailer they just dropped is awesome. Haven't had a chance to watch it. I landed and came home from the plane and just started breaking down film and getting this show ready for you guys, which I'm pretty excited about. Let's see here. Let's get to this question. Gregus, what's not good is having to answer for lack of effort in an NFC championship game going into a Super Bowl, which is unprecedented. Not if you know the 49ers media. I don't think it is. You know, you look across to other teams, and, you know, again, the guys that I was skiing with this weekend, one's a Chiefs fan, one's an Eagles fan, the other one's a Niners guy. They don't have what we have. Yeah, there's, you know, Eagles podcasts and Chiefs podcasts and things like that out there. But it's not the same. We have 60 plus, you know, I'm one of many, the legion that is, you know, 49ers podcasters or content creators, whatever the hell you want to call us. It's interesting. But I'll say this, and, you know, I'll put this up there just with, there's a couple clips Kyle talking about it. And, you know, everybody got asked about it. The film is pretty damn consistent. And I think one of the issues has been the Niners are one of the most all-out effort teams in the NFL. You know, I break down film from all these other teams, and I see lack of effort consistently. You don't usually see that with the 49ers, but here's Kyle talking about it.
I just understand how social media works, and I understand when a clip looks bad and it goes around, that's everything. But that was a few bad clips in the game, which I bet you I can go find those in a lot of games. But I don't question at all our lack of effort and how hard we work and how hard we go and run to the ball always. Were we 100%? No. Especially on a couple big runs that really looked really bad. But that's on a few plays, which aren't acceptable, but I'm not sitting here acting like that was the whole reason. That's why they got a few extra yards on those two plays, but that game was more about how we played run defense, just not guys, not all 11 guys running on every single play.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I stick to the Javon Kinlaw last year. We were talking about the same thing in the NFC Championship last year. Now it was off of a loss, but people wanted to blame Javon Kinlaw for the issues last year because he had some negative plays, and he did. Like, that's just what it is. And shout out to my man, Michael Hoff, the legend. He says, who would have thought Javon Kinlaw would have been as impactful as he has this season? I'm with you. That dude has been just lights out. But, like, last year, people put out a couple clips, and I've been guilty of this too. I remember there was one play where the 49ers were on the goal line driving in or trying to score a touchdown, and Mike McGlinchey blocked nobody, literally dove in between two defenders. And I put the clip up there. I was frustrated, caught a lot of traction, got million plus views. And I was just like, God, this sucks. Like, I wanted to illustrate the point that he's not playing well, but I don't take into account how this affects the perception of him and the fan base and all that stuff. And that's something I still struggle with today. But the same thing happened to Javon Kinlaw. Now, I didn't put up those negative clips. I've been trying my hardest not to do that. Sometimes I do still do so. But, man, I went back and watched the second half. Javon Kinlaw in the NFC Championship game against the Eagles, he was one of our best defensive linemen. Perception is reality. And I hate that that's the way that it is. But Shanahan goes in a little bit further talking about players taking the plays off here.
No, not at all. I mean, that's kind of what I was referring to on, I think, our conference call on Monday. But it's, you know, and I know it looked bad on the clip that you guys have and stuff, but it's, it's not our culture. We don't want to have one play like that. I think we had about 2 to 3 in that game, which, is too much for us. We don't want to ever have one, but it wasn't just the D line. There was a few backside people who weren't going, and they're expecting someone else to make the tackle. And whenever you're expecting someone else to make the tackle, bad things happen.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
There we go. And so you got to have the all-out effort and all those things, but, like, man, there's so many hustle plays. Like, it balances it out. And whenever you play, let's see here, the 49ers defense played 72 snaps, which is a lot more than normal, and especially after they had all that success in the first half. For them to come back and make those plays, and you got a lot of guys. I mean, listen to these snap counts. Okay, all these players played every single defensive snap, all 72. Jair Brown, Demo, Greenlaw, Fred Warner, Charvarius Ward, Tayshaun Gibson. Okay, all of them played 72 snaps. Bosa missed 2. He played 70. Chase Young, who's the player that everybody's kind of highlighting, he played 56 snaps. I'm not saying that's an excuse. That's all I'm saying at all. It's just, you got to take the entire thing. You can't just talk about one or two plays. That's not the world in which it's a 72 play sample size, 72. So I don't know. Kind of take that now. All right, here we go. Let's talk about this. Adam, he says, what are your feelings about the practice field controversy? Not that big of a deal. Every single year, there's nothing happening in the NFL world currently. All the coaching spots have been filled or unfilled and filled and unfilled and filled by Cliff Kingsbury, you know, all that stuff. This is not a big deal. I understand that it's easy to like puff your chest and say like, oh, this is terrible and oh, this is not fair. Calm down. It's not a big deal. They're just doing a walkthrough today. They have practice tomorrow. They could change and go inside to the Raiders facility if they wanted to. It's not a big deal. This is the team, the 49ers team, that literally lost their home during COVID and had to play away home games in freaking Arizona. This team has been through it. You know what I mean? And so I'm not too concerned, like not even a little. I understand I could probably tweet out and put some emotion behind it and get a lot of traction. That's not really who I am. And I don't really believe this. As a coach, there's situations that happen like this. It's just what it is. And how do you handle the things that you can't control? Who are you going to be? Now, not going to get a lot of clicks. Don't care about that. It's just what it is. And so, like, you just kind of take it. And right here, David says, they took the turf from MetLife and put in ULV. That's funny. That's pretty funny. yeah, I don't really care. It's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. And if that's the difference between you winning or losing the Super Bowl, you shouldn't have won the Super Bowl to begin with. I'll just, you know what I mean? Sorry, guys. That's just kind of where it is with me. It's I don't really care that much. I really, really don't. The game's going to be played indoors. You have the option to go indoors and practice inside the Raiders practice facility. They have a day. They have 24 hours. They don't even have a practice. It's just a walkthrough today. It's Monday. Teams don't even practice till Wednesday. You're getting an extra day. Like, you're fine. Not even concerned. Sorry, guys. Not even a little bit. Now, things I am concerned about is making some money this week, and it's finally here, Super Bowl week, baby.
Gear up, sports fans. The NFL playoffs are here, and the Super Bowl is right around the corner. There's never been a better time to get into the action with my bookie. Now, don't just watch. Score big. Boosted odds, huge prize contest, the filling of the Super Bowl. Even before it hits, you can already start to enjoy that. And whether you're a seasoned pro, ready to roll for the first time betting, MyBookie is your ticket to turning your sports knowledge into cold hard cash. It's the largest online casino of odds, contests, Vegas-style casino games, ultimate destination for fun, all types of fun, 24/7, right at your fingertips. Now, if you've been waiting, now is the time to get into the action, because if you jump in and you start to make a winning move today with MyBookie, use promo code 49ERS or this promo code QR code right next to my right, they're going to claim your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Promo code 49ers for an opportunity to boost your betting power. Rollovers do apply. If you have questions, please ask them. But experience the thrill of sports betting right in the comfort of your home, because you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere. Wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Join today and be part of the winning team.
What's up, my man Rob? He says, what's up, John? Need this therapy today. It gets long. Life gets long during this holdover. And any narrative or whatever that could go out there, they're going to take it and run with it. I hate that it's that way, but excited to be a part of any type of positivity that is out there. Raymond, thank you for the super chat. He says, quarterback, defense, coach, DC. Special teams advantage, Kansas City. Am I wrong, John? All right, let's go each one of these. Quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, yes. You get that's clear advantage. I love Brock more than almost anybody, but Patrick Mahomes, what he's doing is crazy. This is his fourth Super Bowl in 6 years. Yeah, you got to go there. Defense, I think the defense is a little closer, but I don't have a problem giving them the nod. Coach, maybe. Defensive coordinator, 100%. Spags is the wild card in this one. Special teams advantage, that's clear, defined, yes. But you start looking outside of that, there's issues, you know, and that's they have a lot of advantages, and you just talked about them. But they also have a lot of issues. You know, they're a four-man show on offense. That's an issue. Their offensive line's good, but it's not great. I would argue the 49ers offensive line might be better. And there is one thing that they do all the time. Nick Bosa, what does the Kansas City Chiefs offensive line do all the time?
They hold a lot.
They hold a lot. and he's putting it out there for the media and for everybody, and he wants them all to hear it. What do?
They hold a lot.
They hold a lot. We saw that in the last Super Bowl. Now, you look across the line, none of the guys that were there are there now. It's a completely different offensive line. It's all new five. 2019 to 2023, it's different. It's just going from the left side all the way to the right side. Donovan Smith, Joe Thuney, which he might not even play. Creed Humphrey just drafted a couple years ago, right? He was in the Trey Lance draft. You got Trey Smith, guess what, 2021. And then you got Juwan Taylor, who we have played against, but he was drafted 2019 for Florida, or for Jacksonville, sorry, out of Florida. So, five new guys, same coaching staff, same, scheme, all that stuff, which they held did, but their offensive line's, not that great. Now, what has helped them is the emergence of the run game. Now, the run game's not great, too, but Isaiah Pacheco, pretty awesome. Is he CMC? No. But Pacheco has helped the offensive line gel. And listen to Bosa explain this.
Their running back runs really hard. And then all the other threats that Mahomes and everybody else create kind of open it up because you're not expecting as much of a run-heavy game. And they have a really good O-line. And I think Pacheco has kind of revamped their run game.
It's changed things because whenever you don't just have to pass, which is what they've done. Like if we look at just their ranks as far as running the ball, they're 25th in rushing attempts. So that's bottom 10. Now, whenever we look at just what they've been able to accomplish running the ball, they've been running well. Four out of five of their last games, and that includes their three playoff games, they've rushed for over 120 yards. So, if they can establish the run, they don't run it a lot, but it's very effective. And so that's an issue. There's no doubt about that. Now, they're a good team. They've worked really, really hard to be there. Beating Miami, all right, that was a weird moment, the weather and all the injuries. But at Buffalo, at Ravens, that's two dominating wins against two dominating teams. And whenever I ranked the teams that were left in the NFC or the AFC Championship, Buffalo was my hardest team for the 49ers. Ravens were my second, and then the Chiefs were the third. So take that for whatever it is you want to do. But, the 49ers are pretty lucky to be in this with this matchup, which is weird to say going against Mahomes because he's so damn good. He is unbelievable. He's great. And, if we're sticking it, we're just going to talk about, wide receiver, or the advantages, disadvantages, or issues of the Chiefs. It's the worst wide receiving core in the NFL. The worst. It's the worst. I mean, you just look names across. Now, Rashee Rice, he's jumped on late. He's been great. And Watson's not good. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, one trick pony. He's just Jameson Williams is basically the same thing. But Kelsey helps that out a lot because he's a glorified wide receiver. And I understand that's huge. I'm with you. I'm not, there's way more 49ers advantages than there are Chiefs ones, but does quarterback and experience and all that stuff. We'll see. We'll just kind of see how that goes. Now, a couple other questions right here. Do we keep Ambry as cornerback two, how he's played, or should we go with Demo back at cornerback two and Logan Thomas in the slot? Man, Logan Thomas had one of the Logan Ryan had one of the biggest plays on that fourth and two in the goal line. Huge stop. I mean, it was gigantic. But I think you stick with Ambry, maybe put him on a short leash. My biggest problem with Ambry isn't have anything to do with coverage. It's mentality. Past month, Ambry has not been contact at all. He is scared of contact. Hey, there's a pile around him. He's shy from contact. He's running from blockers. He doesn't fit. Now, Ambry fought back through hell. It was a roster bubble guy, secured his spot. He's played incredible. But, man, that first 3 months of the season, he was hitting. He was tackling. He's not doing that anymore. He's playing soft and timid out there. That doesn't fit with the 49ers' prerogative on defense. So, yeah, I think you stay with Ambry. You stay with what got you there, and you have adjustments built in. You have those built in. Right here, Roger, he says, has the 49ers watch party in Vegas sold out yet? It has not. It's close, and it is going to sell out. And we always do staggered pricing. And, it, you know, it's a lot of the emails that I keep getting are like, hey, the prices rose. And yeah, that's kind of what we do. We always reward people that want to buy in early because, you know, we want to reward the early birds and the people that support the show all the time. There are still spots open, whether you want, you know, we have standing room available. We have, if you just want to buy one individual seat, bar stool, that's available, table, all that's available. But let me just explain real quick, and I hope this doesn't ruffle feathers the wrong way, because that's not what I'm trying to do. Everything we're trying to do is build a community and create experiences for people. The Super Bowl costs thousands upon thousands of dollars to go to. I understand not everybody has that. We were able, through all the hard work we've done this year, rent an entire venue on Las Vegas Strip on Super Bowl Sunday. I don't want to tell you how much it costs because you would laugh, but I wanted to create an alternative place for some people to go. I understand that it's going to price some out, and I apologize about that. I really, really do. But at the end of the day, I still got to feed my family. And so I just understand, like, we're not making a lot of money on this. If we sell out, we'll make a little bit. But what we do make, that goes to play for stuff the night before. We got Fred, you know, Frank Gore and Navarro Bowman coming out to sign autographs. We got to pay those guys too. And I'm so thankful to create those opportunities for people. So if you're going to Vegas and you're coming out Saturday, we're going to be out at Chicky Pete's, which is awesome in the Sahara. If you haven't been there, it's one of the coolest bars on the strip. It's brand new. It's incredible. Meet and greet, autographs, all that stuff. We're going to be out there from 1 to 8. The Flyers were initially 2 to 8. We extended our time to 1 to 8 p.m. there. And then, of course, you know, day of the watch party, if you can't make it to the game, we're going to be over at Caillou, which is freaking awesome. It's right there. It's in the link, and it's just – we got a mechanical bull, baby. We're going to be having a good time. TVs everywhere, giveaways, all that stuff, and everything is family-friendly. But even if you bring – you know, it's all you can eat, all you can drink, all that stuff, we got to pay for every person that walks in the door. So even if, you know, you want to bring somebody that's underage, still got to pay full price. We have to pay full price. We had to fight just to get that accessible. Now, if you're trying to get to the game, we got Super Bowl raffle tickets up too, where it's $100 per entry, and we're giving away those tickets Thursday, 10 a.m. So if you want that, the link is in the description of this video or audio podcast. That is up now. Go check that out. Buy as many chances as you want. Thursday morning, 10 a.m., live on this channel, we will be giving those off, giving those away, and hopefully making somebody's dream come true, which is what we always want to do. That's what we do here. At least I try to achieve that. Philip, thank you for the super chat, my friend. Hope the move is going well. Appreciate you. Oh, Eric, I like this question. I like scheme questions. If you ever want to know what, you know, how do I get my question highlighted up the ladder, ask me scheme questions.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you, Eric. He says, if you're DC, what is your plan for stopping the crack toss? Ooh, I love this. This is the outside crack toss, where usually the slot guy has tighter splits against our wide nine. He cracks down, they toss outside. We struggled with this against Detroit. Now, the main reason why we struggle with this, I wouldn't really fix our adjustment. It's twofold. Number one, our slot guy messed up twice. One was Demo, and one was Tayshawn Gibson, who isn't a slot, but for the run gap integrity, he was supposed to be the alley player, okay? The alley play, there's an edge guy that has to turn the run inside. Then there's an alley play that's got to come fill. The two big gains that we lost against the Lions, and this is up if you watch our Patreon, and I highlight it, and I show you all the X's and O's. Number one, Demo shot inside. He was right where he should be, but he came underneath the crack. You can't do that. Now, once that happens, you have to crack replace, okay? the third level defender, which was, I think, Jair Brown both times, has to immediately make the player in front of him correct. So, for example, if Demo shoots outside, then the third level player, the safety, has to fit opposite of that. If Demo fits inside, third level player's got to fit inside. You go counter. Like, if he goes here, I go there. If he goes here, I go there. It's very simple. So the safeties, the third level players, are late to arrive. That's huge. And Demo and Tayshaun Gibson shot underneath the crack twice. Those were two huge gains. So I'm not adjusting our scheme. I'm not adjusting our run fits. I'm not adjusting any of those things. You're just repping and developing discipline, which the Niners have been pretty good on throughout the year. It's just lately, the past month, the perimeter run defense has been suspect. And a lot of it goes down to safety play. Tayshaun Gibson's been the best at it all year. He had one of his worst first halves in his entire career. Man, awesome question, Eric. Hopefully that answered some of your questions there. I love this. Akshay says, Debo is the X factor this week. I like that. And when Debo was asked, like, the comeback, what was on his mind?
I don't only just want to reach it. I want to win it. And that's the goal. And, you know, that's what we've been set out to do since the beginning of the year.
Ah, talk about the Super Bowl, man. Listen again. It's not enough to be here. I love being here. And I think the 49ers do too. But
I don't only just want to reach it. I want to win it. And that's the goal. And, you know, that's what we've been set out to do since the beginning of the year.
I know that the 49ers players understand what is here, but good gosh, man. You've been here. And it's funny, Shanahan, he's been here every – he's a leap year coach. I'm not trying to be mean. He's been here 8 years ago, 4 years ago, and now. It was 8 years ago with the Falcons at 28-3. 4 years ago, you know, 2019, and then now. And he was asked, like, what's the difference between then and this year and kind of what the Super Bowl kind of holds?
I mean, I think all those guys, for the most part, were young guys. And it was their first one. And I think always when you go your first time, you experience a lot of stuff. But I think when you go your second time, you know, all the stuff you experienced, it's about one thing. It's about what happens in those 3 hours. And I think it's real cool for those guys who have gone to be able to talk to players who it's their first time, kind of help them not get caught up in stuff, especially guys who are rookies and guys like Debo and things like that. So having experience always helps.
Yeah, that's huge. The experience is huge, which the 49ers have the most in the NFL next to only the Chiefs. So, like, both these teams have been there, done that. The 49ers just haven't won it all, but that doesn't mean you look at Kyle's playoff record. It's one of the best in NFL history already at this point with how many games he has. I mean, he's done it. And so you got to kind of get there. But, yeah, we'll see. We'll kind of see what that looks like. And it's fun, man. Right here, Mosquito Killer Shot. He says, I want to ask questions about the offseason, but I'm too busy enjoying right now. Next week, we can start analyzing all that. Yeah, I'm a big draft guy. You know, you had the Senior Bowl, all that stuff, and mock drafts. That's for the other 30 teams. It's not for us right now. I'm with you, though, because I always want to peek ahead. That's just kind of who I am, my personality. Yeah, we'll get there, Sean. Appreciate you, man. Juan, the man, and the reason why we have all these clips. Can't wait to be with you, brother, in Las Vegas, which is going to be awesome. He says, run the darn ball, Kyle. He said, run the damn ball. And here's what's crazy. I think we're going to run it. I really, really do. And right here, Kyle, hard to run, or it's hard to win if you don't run the ball.
I think it's hard to win consistently in this league if you can't run the ball. I mean, no matter how.
Right there. One more time.
I think it's hard to win consistently in this league if you can't run the ball. I mean, no matter how good of a passing game you have, no matter how good of a defense, it doesn't matter. I mean, you can do it here and there and always pull it off, but the most consistent way to win is to be balanced and to put pressure on everybody. And we love being able to stick with the run game, so you make people force it. I mean, you make people defend it. And if people defend it, everything gets a little bit easier. People can stop your run game without committing to it. Everything's a lot harder.
There we go. And so we'll see. You got to run the ball.
got to run the ball. That's just what it is. And so, sorry, there's some stuff in the chat I'm trying to clean up. Sorry about that. Yeah, somebody cleaned that up. One of my peeps out there. Appreciate that. Now, let's see here. Some more questions. Penelope, welcome. I haven't seen your name come across too much. I really appreciate your question. John, how do you think the Niners will slow down Chris Jones and Karloftis? They're good. Chris Jones is incredible. Karloftis is good up, you know, but I don't think you really have to do too much to scheme against these guys. Feliciano versus Chris Jones is going to be must-watch TV because they're both hyper-physical players, very physically imposing players. That's going to be fun to watch. Now, Chris Jones better than Feliciano as far as, I mean, Chris Jones, I think, is the second highest paid player in the NFL defensively behind only Nick Bosa, right? That's going to be fun. So I want to move the ball side to side. That's what I want to do. I want play action boots. I want jet sweeps. I want all those things. That's what I want. And so we'll kind of see what that looks like. But I think you just move the ball. And you make them go this way instead of this way. So you make them go horizontal instead of vertical. So, you know, that's what I would prefer. So yeah, hopefully that makes sense. Right here, Shotjay, my man, so Steven, says, Chiefs screen game going to have me cussing up a storm. I need advanced therapy. Yeah. You know, it's funny because the year kind of goes full circle almost always, right? And what has the main critics of Brock Purdy been is that he's a dink and dunk quarterback and he doesn't throw the ball deep and it's screens and it's all this stuff. But man, you look at just what, you know, Patrick Mahomes has done, and he's incredible. This is not a slight to Patrick Mahomes. But if you applied every single critique that, you know, the naysayers of Brock Purdy say about him this year, they apply to Patrick Mahomes 1,000 times more, 1,000 times more than they do Brock Purdy. I'm doing this live. So I apologize if some of these stats don't pull up, but let's do this. Okay. Here's just simple passing, you know, pressure and depth and all that stuff. Here we go. Here's passing depth. So far this year, this is 2023 regular postseason. Patrick Mahomes has completed 22 of 72 pass attempts over 20 yards deep. 2 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. So throwing the ball deep, 22 of 72, that's 30% completion percentage, 2 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Now, let's look up the man Brock Purdy as I type this in, my non-professional whatever. He's completed 33 of 53. He's completed 11 more with 19 fewer pass attempts, 12 touchdowns, 1 interception. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, and again, I don't buy into this whole like narrative of like, oh, Brock Purdy, game manager, and I don't even like that talk, the game manager. That's not what I'm saying that Purdy is. That's not what I'm saying Mahomes is. That's not what I'm saying there either. What I am saying, if there's anybody out there talking about dink and dunk and can't throw the ball downfield and whatever else, like, shut the hell up. Shut the hell up. Because you don't understand what these two offenses are doing. Now, Patrick Mahomes is one of the strongest arms alive. Brock Purdy does not. But that doesn't define what this is. If I was to tell you one quarterback threw 12 touchdowns and 1 interception on deep passes this year to the common fan across the NFL, then guess what? Almost everybody would be saying, oh yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes. But that's the thing. Let's go through just real quick because I kind of want to dive into this a little bit. Brock Purdy, 12 touchdowns, 1 interception, deep passes. This year, Patrick Mahomes, 2 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Last year, Patrick Mahomes, same situation. 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That's it. Let's go back to 2021. 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. You have to combine the last 3 seasons of Patrick Mahomes to equal what he did this year, just touchdown passes alone. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's not a slight to Mahomes. He's one of the greatest to ever do it. especially this far in his career. But man, I'm going back to 2020, and I think he won the MVP. He went 13-3, 13 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Still not what Brock Purdy did. You see what I'm saying? Like, man, it's just crazy to me how narratives get built. 12-1? 12 touchdowns, 1 interception. Whew. Yeah, those screens are going to be, they're going to be a mess. There's no doubt about that. Right here, Daryl, appreciate you, man. Member for 17 months. Support is very welcomed and appreciated. You are incredible. Says JC, salute family. Love the grind. Hey, that's what we do. Should the Niners move the practices? I'll say this. They have the option to. You got 20. You don't move the walkthrough. You go out there. You ask everybody how they feel about it. You know, whatever. Yeah, I would move them indoors just because you're playing on turf. So I'd move them indoors, which they have the option to. So yeah, I probably would do that, but I don't care if they do or not. I really don't. Paul, Chiefs fans. What's up, Paul Hope? The man says Chiefs fans are very confident ahead of this, and they should be. It's some of the most successful, you know, tenure these past 4 years of any team in NFL history. 4 Super Bowls in 6 years. That's crazy. They should be confident. But so should the 49ers. And like, you got to go. You got to go. You answer the call and you feel, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But when you look at, how do I say this? Here we go. Let's go to our resident Eeyore. I love freaking Nick Bosa so much. I was skiing in my Nick Bosa jersey this weekend. Here's him just talking about his mindset and how he feels going into the Super Bowl.
I think it starts today. I think having 2 weeks is really good because you could kind of just ingrain things in your mind game plan wise this week, and then just pile on repetitions next week. But yeah, it's just having that mindset and knowing that if I'm going to give everything I've got, I got to be able to get out of the game, and the next guy has to be fresh and ready to do the same.
I freaking love that. Give everything you got. Do whatever you got to do. And they were all asked about, like, Trent Williams and all that stuff, and here, I'll play that now. Like, that's another thing. You know, the confidence side should be on the Chiefs because they've done it repeatedly. But, like, if you're talking about, like, who's got more on the line, God, listen to, you know, Fred Warner, the leader of this team, talk about Trent Williams.
You just know how much this means to him.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can all kind of sense how much it means to him, and you can sense it in the way that he speaks to the team. He always talks to the team right before we head out for the game, and you know, and just the emotion that he plays with, the way that he plays, and the emotion he showed after the game, even after winning the NFC Championship, knowing that he has an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. You know, it means a lot to him just because at this point in your career, what, you're 14, having done everything, did all the Pro Bowls, all pros and all these sorts of things. Like, you want to do something that is going to cement your legacy forever. Like, being able to win a Super Bowl is everything. So I know it means a lot to him.
I mean, there's just a lot. Like, think back to those teams, and this, I don't want to end the show this way, but like, think about Patrick Willis, think about Joe Staley, think about Frank Gore. And, you know, we had the wonderful opportunity of hanging out with Frank Gore earlier in this year. And it was a dream come true for me. And, you know, I'll throw this picture up there because it just makes me happy. And hanging out with Frank Gore, which, if you've ever been to one of our events where, you know, players come out, Frank's the best. Navarro Bowman's the best. Like, we didn't hold back. We overspent to get these guys up there because I want to create these memories and these experiences for the next fans. The very first event I ever did was over, you know, just over 4 years ago. It was in Miami with Frank Gore, and it was a dream come true, and it was one of the coolest things I've ever done. And that launched this into a full-time career and whatever else. But hanging out with Frank Gore and the team and building these memories for fans and seeing kids' faces light up and seeing, you know, all those things, that's huge. And I heard from Frank when we were talking, me, him, and Wayne, about how much he still thinks
about that damn Super Bowl that they should have won. It matters. And it matters to these damn players on this team. And the difference is this. You know, if we look back at, you know, the 2019 Super Bowl, or, you know, the Colin Kaepernick and all that stuff at Harbaugh years, this team has already been there and experienced defeat. And I think that that matters. And somebody in the chat earlier said, you know, they've got the advantage with a head coach. It took Andy Reid 20 years to win his first Super Bowl, and he couldn't do it until he had the best quarterback in the NFL. Kyle Shanahan is in year, what, 7 or 8? It's different. It's different. And so, you know, back to, you know, this thing is, go win this for them. Eric Armstead, Trent, CMC, George Kittle, Tayshaun Gibson. You know what I mean? Like, go win it for them. That's what this is about. And for us as fans, I'm a fan, right? And people are always like, oh, you're not objective. I don't want to be objective. I'm my own boss. I want to be a fan. I want to talk to you guys, and I want to enjoy this. That's why we do what we're doing, right? And so I don't know, man. Ugh. Corey, my man, he says, John, salute. We need this. Yes. Yes. I love this. Eric, glory isn't given, it's taken. You got to go take it. You want to be the best? Beat the best. Beat the best. Right here, Slick. That's right. Do it for the Bay. Do it for the faithful and past alumni. Yes. Hell yes. Shot J, Rush Road Trip, always amazing time. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Rob, was the coolest day before party. Thanks again for that experience. It was really cool, man. You and your family are the best. Say hey to McKinsey for me, please. And, you know, somebody asked the question here. Let's see here. I got a couple more. Oh, Sarah, she says, I like this, the strategy. How many raffle tickets have been sold so far? Wondering how good my chances are. I'll be honest with you. We have not covered or even gotten close to covering what we had to pay for the tickets. And yeah, if you're just an odds person, you've got better odds than you should. We got to sell some more of these bad boys, which I'm excited about. And once you win them Thursday, you can resell them. If you're looking for, you know, whatever, I want a Niners person to go there, but they're your tickets. You can do whatever you want with them. Yeah. In the description for the raffle, it's $100 per entry. I mean, the tickets, you see what they are and how much they cost. Yeah, we paid that. That's just what it is. Right here, Jason. John, I have a friend of mine asking regarding partying on the strip because she's headed to Las Vegas. I told her it can't go wrong with the Rush road trip. Ooh, thank you. She bought tickets to the day before and Super Bowl party. That's what's up. You know, the amount of time that we're putting in just to ensure people have a good time, I really hope. And it's crazy to me that people are trusting us with their experience, and I hope we deliver. I don't think we've missed yet, and hopefully we'll continue to do that. But, man, this is awesome. Enjoy this week. And time's going to go slow. This is quicksand time, guys. Time's going to go slow. There's no news. There's no injuries. It's just you're going to hear people say it's stuff that just makes no sense whatsoever. Enjoy it as best you can. And ground yourself. Whenever somebody puts stupid takes out there, go watch tape on YouTube or on the 49ersrush.com. If this is your first time with us, we've got every single play, offense, defense, special teams broken down for you, highlighted all the scheme. Go sign up. It's a 7-day free trial, the 49ersrush.com. You get every play for the past 3 years as soon as you sign up. So step away from the craziness, step into the actual content itself of the 49ers and enjoy that. Don't let them take this away. Enjoy it. And when people talk trash, just smile. And to say, hey, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I like our odds. You guys are the absolute best. Appreciate y'all. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.